You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Ron scared the hell out of me just a second ago. And all of a sudden, I'm sitting there working on news, and Ron goes, Sean! Thanks, guys.
Celebrating a birthday today, Sean, but apparently... You and I talked about this. Yeah,
we made some mistakes because this is the third month in a row where somebody on the show had a birthday,
right?
And we just didn't do a damn thing for the first two,
right?
Which would be Michael here in February.
Yeah.
I believe you are an Aquarius.
That's right.
And Rena's a Pisces.
Yes.
She was born last month,
right?
And not literally last month, but her birthday is in March, and Sean's birthday is today.
Yeah.
So when we went to order the cake,
right?
We had this conversation, and we decided to put all three names on there.
Nice.
Aww.
Okay. I like that.
And then Rick said, yeah, but Rena's not going to eat that cake.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to go to the Boulevard Rod to the vegan bakery.
Yeah.
Which is what I did.
Aww,
and I got a
so
piece
sweet.
Of peanut butter chocolate.
Is this a fatty cake?
It is a fatty cake.
I love this stuff. Wow. I almost said a different word, but yes. Thank you.
That's awesome.
So good.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Something for you for your birthday.
It's my favorite
It's almost
place.
Like it's Rena's birthday.
Yes.
Oh. A keychain.
Yeah, yeah.
Aww. Thank you.
Keychain for everyone.
I have something for Sean, too, for Michael, too. This
right.
is a little construction set with some traffic cones
cool.
and stuff.
Good. Oh, so you can recreate your favorite accidents.
And you know how Sean and I, we're huge Marvel fans and
yes,
DC comic
huge
fans. I got you the Batmobile from Batman versus Superman.
Oh, awesome.
There you go.
A little something for the office.
I'm going to put it up here next to my Skeletor.
Thanks, guys.
That's
that
awesome.
Nice. As Rod mentioned, Mike Alexander, you are an Aquarius?
He's playing with this.
Yes, I'm an Aquarius.
We did your horoscope.
Oh.
Hello, you Aquarius man. This month the tides are in your favor as you embark on a quest to find that special and equally as fabulous man of your dreams. You're freewheeling, happy-go-lucky, RuPaul progressive outlook on life, diverse wardrobe, ability to dance even when there is no music playing, and your obsession with Tom Cruise will attract a plethora of potential partners who will appreciate your authenticity and open-mindedness.
Yes.
Get ready to dive into a sea of men and explore the depths of meaningful
Ooh.
Connections.
Ooh.
Keep your heart open and don't miss the boat because the man of your dreams is ready to dance.
Oh, my God.
That's me.
There you go.
That's me. Rena, leave the room. I got to dive into a sea of men.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Was that the right one?
It's raining men. Hallelujah.
Wait, did you do it? Didn't you say that?
I think what happened was with AI, you got to check, sexual preference.
Yeah,
I might have,
this is the
AI.
I
might have messed up. I might have put down Michael's
I'm
gay.
Sorry.
He's not.
He's not.
Not that
no.
anything wrong.
No. No, not at all.
No.
Nor is he blind or climbing Mount Everest.
Yeah.
Although, it
maybe
could be a rage.
Maybe the universe is telling you something, Mike.
Right. All right, so this is, this is the regular.
He's playing with his drums.
Here we go. There.
This is a horoscope for a not-gay Aquarius man.
Ah, right
not
here.
That there is anything wrong with that.
No.
After a long period of being frustrated that you aren't quite in step with the trends or news of the day, you are now finally entering a phase in which you're the very picture of hipness. All of your interests, fashion choices, musical tastes, and overall style have everyone buzzing with admiration and just a wee bit of jealousy. But don't be pompous about it. Show those dweebs that it's possible to be with it and charming at the same time. And don't back away from sharing your opinions, even if they are unpopular like the one you have about Taylor Swift or your thoughts on single mothers.
Ooh.
Sure, any good person would disagree with many of your ideas and philosophies. But remember, you are now the trendsetter. You are no longer a follower. You are a leader. A crazy leader with cuckoo ideas that beats to his own drum, but still a leader. A really f***ed up leader.
Yes.
Good for you.
Good for you.
Good
Thank
for you.
You,
man.
My Taylor Swift opinions in the 11 o'clock hour of the show.
There you go.
Yeah.
Some thoughts on single mothers coming up.
That's right.
Rena, your horoscope is generated by the AI.
Ah.
Horoscope for Pisces. In the vast ocean of life, you, my fishy friend, are swimming against the current of normality. This month, your unique perspective and dry wit will have people scratching their butt holes and laughing their brains out until their brains come out of their noses. Embrace the unconventional and deliver your one-liners with the confidence of a mafia hitman, putting one in the head so quickly the snitch never saw it coming.
Wow!
Remember, Pisces, you're the master of the offbeat, and your comedy will leave a lasting impression.
Yeah.
So, go head first into the deep, murky brown ocean of hilarity, and make them laugh until they can't catch their breath and die of suffocation.
All right.
Because that's how we do.
There you go.
Yeah.
You're committed to the project. Sean, this is the AI version of your horoscope.
Oh, good.
Hey there, Aries. Get ready for a month of hilariously goofy hot sex adventures.
All right.
Your wild and free-spirited sensual nature will attract admirers like bees to honey, or like flies to a fresh corpse. But either way, that's good, right? You'll find yourself caught in some comically awkward yet steamy threesomes at an assisted living center. Prepare yourself for spontaneous dance-offs with strangers, and get ready for mischievous encounters involving whipped cream and bubble baths with people who work at the post office. Also get yourself ready for impromptu costume parties that ignite fire and passions of Uber drivers. This is your time, Aries. So, get out there and don't be shy.
Ah.
Yeah, baby. Don't be shy, babe.
I'll do my best. My girlfriend's probably, she's listening right now.
Really?
And she's not loving that. Although I got to tell her thank you because I just got a gift from her in my email.
Really?
And also, not besides the pictures, yeah. I got a gift card.
Yeah.
To cover the cost of a class so I can go take blacksmithing classes.
Oh, that's really?
Sick. Yeah, which is something I've wanted to do for a long time.
Good
really,
for you.
Really excited about that.
Pro tip, don't let them shoe you.
Okay, all right.
While you're there.
All right.
You shoe the other horses.
Oh! Ah.
It's a right. blacksmithing thing.
Appreciate the tip.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. Never use a bellows that's bigger than one-third your body size.
Well, that'd be a big bellows.
Hey! Oh, wait, we're back on Aquarius all of a sudden.
Yeah, sorry.
All right, we have to take a break. It's 7:57 already.
Playing with my traffic set.
Here at FM 99. I liked it when Mike Alexander set up his little traffic cone set, and then Sean brought the Batmobile over and ran over everybody with it. That is a great-looking cake, by the way.
It is.
Enormous, too. Wow.
I'm a traffic guy.
Nice.